This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A blast that could be heard the moment Israeli airstrikes hit a house in a Gaza City suburb. That strike killed one Palestinian and wounded several others, according to Palestinian medics. The cameraman who filmed the video told Reuters that the Israeli army has notified residents of a possible strike in the area. The Israeli army said it had struck around 30 Hamas terrorist targets in the previous 24 hours, including military structures, anti-tank missile launch posts, and weapon storage facilities. The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group to sail more quickly to the area. The moves come as the U.S. and other allies push for Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement that could help calm soaring tensions in the region. Officials in the Russian city of Kursk said on Sunday damage caused by debris from a Ukrainian missile injured at least 13 people, a day after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces were fighting in a surprise cross-border offensive. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday, while its ally Belarus sent more troops to its border with Ukraine. In the city of Kursk, footage showed a damaged nine-story apartment building on fire. It was not clear whether there was further damage from the destroyed Ukrainian missile. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday it had destroyed 14 Ukrainian drones and four tactical ballistic missiles overnight over the Kursk region. Additionally, 18 drones were said to have been destroyed over other Russian regions that Ukraine frequently attacks.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. This is VOA News. The families of victims of last week's plane crash in Brazil gathered in Sao Paulo as French experts joined the investigation. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
More than 40 families of victims of an airliner crash in Brazil were seen on Sunday at a morgue and hotels in Sao Paulo as three French government investigators arrived in the country. Forensics experts are working to identify the remains of the 62 people killed in the crash on Friday. Local authorities say the bodies of the pilot and co-pilot were the first to be identified. The twin-engine turboprop was headed for Sao Paulo with 58 passengers and four crew members aboard when it went down about 80 kilometers north of the city. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend one of his campaign websites was hacked.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump first posted about it Saturday on his Truth social media platform. The post read, "We were just informed by Microsoft Corporation that one of our many websites was hacked by the Iranian government. Iranian officials have rejected the accusations." The documents allegedly hacked reportedly included information about Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. He appeared Sunday on several news shows, but questions focused on the presidential race. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
As Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports, the sun is set on the Olympic Games in Paris.
The closing ceremony included performances by Billie Eilish, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Snoop Dogg, all music icons from California, in a nod to the next Summer Games host city of Los Angeles. Hollywood was also represented, with Tom Cruise performing a stunt worthy of Mission Impossible. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass became the first black woman mayor to receive the Olympic flag. She acknowledged Paris had set the bar high, but expressed confidence that her city would prove itself a worthy successor.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Meanwhile, the French lawyer for Olympic boxing champion Imani Khalif has filed a legal complaint in France for online harassment. Khalif faced a rain of criticism and false claims about her sex during the Paris Olympics. She won gold on Friday in the women's welterweight division, becoming a new hero in her native Algeria and bringing global attention to women's boxing. The complaint was filed Friday with a special unit in the Paris prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech. It is now up to the prosecutor to decide whether to open an investigation. The complaint does not name an alleged perpetrator, but leaves it to investigators to determine who could be at fault. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.